away a little bit there and kind of sort things out. The Rocket offense has got to establish the line of scrimmage here early. Adams, under center, turns, gives it to Van Dorn again up the right side, and he's got some good yardage, and he looks like he does have that first down, a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down for the Rockets.
I think he's just a little bit short, Pat, maybe half a yard.
Ooh, yes, thank you. Third and short coming up. The eagle eyes of Mike Lane have come into play very quickly. What do you say, quarterback sneak?
Probably be a good bet here.
Adams, no, turns and gives, and he is stuffed. Second effort, though, he's able to get it. Whoa, my, nice effort on the second chance. And the Rockets indeed get that first down yardage. There's the Veldhuizen chiropractic first down.
That was a nice, tough run, and looked like Ryan was helping him, giving him a little push in the back there to get his first down.
No doubt about it, and that's smart play out of the freshman, Ryan Adams. Now the Rockets have a eye left this time, and let's see what Adams does. Handoff turns to Van Dorn, and he tries the left side of the yard line and gets up to about the 45, so he gains about two or three on that play. And it's been Van Dorn left, Van Dorn right so far this evening.
Yeah, Trigg's a good hard runner. He doesn't give up on any run, even if he's getting stopped right away. He just keeps plugging along. That's the reason why he had so many yards last year.
All right, Rockets second down and about eight. From the 46-yard line, the snap, the give to Van Dorn. He's got some room. He's into the secondary. Nice job of running. And he's passed the 40-yard line. Good job by the Rockets to open up that hole.
The offensive line did a really nice job right there. He's got within, looks like maybe a yard and a half of a first down.
Such a quick hitter, and he was able to get upfield right away. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line, and he utilized that right there. Jeffrey Kopke is the center, a senior out of Ottumwa. He's snapping every play. Ryan Adams hands it off. He fakes. He's running over here on the right side, trying to get outside, and he's hit and drug out of bounds.
Looked like a horse collar to me, Pat.
I didn't see any flag go up, though, but, yes, they grabbed him on the horse collar. But Coach Bear is chatting with the referee. He does get the first down, though. But, man, it was a high tackle, and he did not get the penalty extra on that.
Yeah, that sure looked like he had him by the back of the shoulder pads there, right behind the neck. That could have been dangerous right there.
All right, first down from the 37-yard line. 0-0 is our score here early on in the first quarter, 9:03 on the clock. Adams, under center, takes a snap, gives it to the up guy, and he's hit in the backfield and down for a loss. He goes, Trey Moore, a big loss of about five on that as Trey Moore tried to sweep to his left side.
Yeah, that didn't go too well for us right there. They had a good peak and a lot of credit. They had a lot of penetration right there on that move.
Yeah, the defensive line came off their block, and then they had the presence to get up the field and make that play. It's going to be a tough situation now with second and 14 from the 42-yard line of Panthers. Rockets with the ball. Handoff. The ball is loose on the ground. Who's got it? And it's Pekin. The first turnover of the year is sponsored by Eddyville Builders, Scott Greer, and the Panthers come up with a fumble recovery. Scott Greer, Ottumwa Builders, with every turnover here, your next modeling project or large house project can be done quickly and efficiently with Eddyville Builders. They've got the experience and know-how to make your dream project a reality. Call Scott Greer for your free estimate today, 777-2183. That was very untimely for the Rockets.
Yeah, that was that play was, I don't know what happened, but it didn't look like the handoff got there right when it needed to.
First man through for the Panthers, and they move the pile up to the 45-yard line, so a gain of five on their first down from scrimmage. They've got a young team as well.
That was number 26, Tyler Copeland, that had that carry.
All right, Copeland with the handoff from Northrop, the quarterback, and they've got a tight formation on the line, and they've got a power eye situation. He drops back and gives it to the second man through, and he gets hit at about the 50. He'll be short of the first down. But Pekin showing that they can move the pile here early on. Third and one coming up for the Panthers, a big defensive stand. It looked like one of the linebackers on the left side tried to stuff that line, and looked like it was Boyer over here was able to come in and make that play. Third and one for the Panthers from the 50. There's a snap. Quarterback hands it off, tries the right side. He's got the first down and more. Into the secondary goes, and finally he's tackled in Rocket territory at the 34-yard line. Big run by the Pekin Panthers there.
That was a nice big hole they had opened up there right up the gut, and he got through there so fast. Our lineman, I don't think they even got a hand on him. Linebackers had to make a stop on that one.
I think it was Bayon. He's a sophomore, and he's got some speed there on the left corner. He came around for that inside handoff. All right, Northrop pitch this way, and there's a penetration by Kopke. Nice job by Kopke, and there's no game on that particular play.
Well, he did a really nice job of getting through the line there and busting that play up and making the tackle.
Good job there by the senior, Jeffrey Kopke. No gain on the play, second and 10. The clock winds at 6:25. 0-0 is our score here from Mike Reinfield with the Rockets and the Panthers. Opening season game of 2015. There's movement on the line, and let's see what happens here as I think the Panthers jump the gun here. Let's see what happens. The man in the white hat comes out and says, dead ball, and there's an illegal motion against the Panthers, and that's the first penalty of the season, and it goes against Pekin.
That was nice and timely for us. That's going to help us push them back and make them maybe try something here they don't want to do.
All right, from the 38-yard line. Man in motion, and there's movement again, and I think the Rockets that time jumped the gun. There was a man in motion, and then Cam Hardy came over and said hello, and we'll see what happens here. The man in the white hat got to figure this one out. Here comes dead ball. Again, against the Panthers. So apparently Cam Hardy's seeing something happen over there, and somebody flinched, and he was able to make contact and draw that foul.
And I really didn't see anything there that Pekin may have done, but maybe somebody down on the other end of the line may have moved.
All right, ball sits at the 45 of the Rockets, Pekin with second down, and about 20 to go. Northrop brings him up. High right, man in motion. There's a snap to give to the first guy. He's got some running room. Up the middle he goes. He's on the loose. And one man to beat, and he finally gets him tackled. Oh, my, a huge quick hitter right up the middle, and the Panthers are at the 11-yard line.
Well, that was a nice run right up the gut by Tyler Copeland. He just whizzed by everybody there on our defense there. He got through there really, really quick.
Holy cow, you talk about getting out of a hole right now. That's speed was phenomenal. Northrop at the controls, hands off inside. There's a big opening on the right side again, and the Panthers take it in for a touchdown from the 11-yard line. The Pekin Panthers score with 5:27 on the clock.
That was a nice run by Chase Copeland there. Nice strong run.
11 yards. Not untouched, but he definitely had the speed to take it in. Pekin lining up for the two-point conversion now. Rockets need to shore up that right or their left side of their line. Northrop under center. He hands it to the second guy, and it does get stuffed. Good job by the Rockets, and the PAT is no good, and that will leave the score Pekin 6. Eddieville, Blacksburg, Fremont, nothing. Blush Boutique, downtown Eddieville, where you can find your official Rocket gear. Angie Lobrick has jewelry, clothing, shoes, home decor. Personalize your shirts to support the Rockets with the number one fan or have your kid's jersey number put on it. They're open Tuesdays through Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns and a varsity win, you get 25% off an item in the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. And don't forget, she's really great about printing up those T-shirts. So check out Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville. Well, it didn't take the Panthers very long to score. And 5:27 on the clock, they were able to take it in and get 6 points. The PAT failed, and they're ready to kick it off for the second time tonight. Let's see if they squib it again. Here comes the kick. Again, it is squibbed. It's on the ground and covered up nicely by 83. That's Gabe Larkin, the freshman out of Blakesburg, Iowa.
And Gabe did a nice job of just letting the ball come to him. He had his hands out in front, and as soon as he got the ball in his hands, he just went right to the ground. Nice field position again. We're at the
42-yard line indeed. How much time do you have, Coach Lane, if you've got the ball, you're on the ground, and then you get hit? I mean, if the ball isn't free, you shouldn't have been hit.
Well, you know, unless the official blows his whistle, I mean, just about anything can go on unless they get speared.
Good observation there as Craig Van Torn tries the right side, and he gets up to the 45-yard line. It has been the Craig Van Dorn show. All but one rushes have been from the senior. Out of Chillicothe, Craig Van Dorn. Brian Adams had the other one. Kopke comes up with the ball. Now the rest of the line comes up. Looks like they got the power eye to the left. Adams takes the snap, turns, gives to the up back, Trey Moore. He tries to cut the side. He gets up to the 50-yard line. Good running on his part there. And he is close to that first down yardage.
It looks like Trey did a nice job of getting to the outside on that and cutting it back up. Looks like he gained about 8 yards.
Third down and about 2 for the Rockets here. A big third down as they sit at the midfield stripe. Power left. Let's see what happens here. Pekin rushing. Brings it in at Van Dorn, and he gets stuffed, maybe a gain of 1. I don't think he got 2 out of that, Coach Lane.
It's going to be really close, Pat. We had another nice push in the back there again, so it's going to be really close.
They gave it to him, though. They gave it to him. Third, first down of the first half, and that's another Veldhuizen chiropractic first down with Dustin Veldhuizen and his wife, Megan, and their soon-to-be family of 2. Well, congratulations to them. Adams up to the line of scrimmage very quickly. There's the snap. Toss left to Van Dorn, trying to find his way, getting strung out over there. He makes his way. I see a yellow hanky as he goes out of bounds across the way, and it's probably going to be in the neighborhood of holding.
Yeah, Trigg did a nice job of getting to the outside. Looks like he would have gained about 5 yards. Nice yardage on first down, but it looks like we're going to have probably a holding penalty against us.
Van Dorn's coming off the field. He must have lost his helmet. In to replace him is number 31, Bracken Taylor. He's a junior. So here comes the call. And if it's from the spot of the foul, that'll be 10 yards from there. Holding. Huge, huge penalty against the Rockets.
Yeah, not only do we lose the 10 yards for the penalty, we lose a nice gain that we had, a 5. So, you know, we're going back, actually, from the spot of the foul, it's about 17 yards from where we would have had the ball.
Russ Baer doesn't have much hair, but he's going to pull out the rest of it with penalties like that. From the 40-yard line of Eddyville, Rockets come up to the line of scrimmage, hand it off to Van Dorn, tries to find his way through there. Excuse me, it wasn't Van Dorn. It had to have been Trey Moore. Yes, it was, and he gets up past the 45 to about the 46, so a nice run by the freshman. Gains a little bit of it back, but it's still second down and about 16.
Now we just need to keep plugging away. One thing I've noticed so far, I mean, Drake especially, he keeps his legs moving. He never stops. So, you know, that's what all the kids need to do. You know, because, hey, the last couple seconds, you never know what defense might give up and think they got you stopped, and there you go.
Exactly. Looks like Adams is in the shotgun position. And we've got illegal substitution. So that's going to move the team back. Looked like they had a little bit of trouble getting out of the huddle. And illegal substitution is going to cost them five more.
Yeah, well, that's not helping us much right now.
41-yard line is going to be the line of scrimmage. Let's see if they go back to that same setup. They do. Adams in the shotgun. Receivers wide left and wide right. There's the snap. They give it to Van Dorn as he was the lone running back in the backfield. He tries to bob and weave his way, and he gets back up to the 46. So a little bit of a gain there. And what they tried to do, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont's bread and butter is going to be the run game, Coach Lane. And Coach Merrill's swear on a stack of Bibles. That's what he wants to do. He wants to establish that run. So when they separate those people and try to spread them out, they want to get the defense to spread out as well and get less of them up there in the box.
Yeah, it makes it easier for runs up the middle.
Adams with a quick pass over the middle. It's tipped by the defender, and it falls incomplete. But, ooh, it was intended to cross the middle for Van Dorn, tipped by a Pekin man, and almost was intercepted. But that'll bring a fourth down, and you hate to do that. You're kicking into a stiff breeze, and you got the freshman back there punting. You want to hold your breath a little bit.
Yeah, but, you know, it also gives the defense something to think about. You know, hey, is he going to kick it? Is he going to fake it? Or, you know, what's going to happen here?
Oh, high snap. Adams can't come up with it. He picks it up and gets blocked by the Panthers, and it's still a loose ball. It's finally covered up at the 20-yard line of Pekin, and they will have it regardless who covered that up. Oh, my, a freshman mistake, as he should have pounced on that ball when it was loose like that.
Yeah, the snap to him went just out of his, just over top of his hand when he jumped for it. And yeah, with Pekin's defense bearing down on him, probably would have been a better play just to dropped on it and could have saved us a few yards. But, you know, hey, the heat of the moment, you know, got to do what you think you can do.
All right, Pekin with the lead, 6-0, a 1:44 on the clock. Here in the first quarter, 6-0, Pekin with the ball at the 20-yard line of the Rockets. Northrop under center, takes a snap, turns, tosses it to 21, and he's able to get a couple of yards on that particular play. That was Copeland. He's the one that scored the touchdown last time the Panthers had the ball this deep.
Yeah, it looks like Pekin's bread and butter is going to be that little kind of inside toss to one of their wingbacks or halfbacks that comes across there in front right behind the center. I think that's been about 90-95% of their play so far.
Second and 7 for the Panthers. They're inside the 20 now. At about the 17-yard line. There's the toss inside to the left now. He's still on his feet over here, getting tackled high. The Rockets need to go low on him. Number 23 was Bayon. He's a big old sophomore. My goodness, that kid's huge. And he gets almost to the 10-yard line at the 11, and it'll be third down and about 1.
Yeah, we don't have any heights or weights for the Pekin kids, but he's probably 6'2", I'd say, maybe 200 pounds. Big, strong kid.
He can fall forward and get 2 yards. Northrop, under center, takes a snap. Inside handoff. He's got some room, and he's inside the 5, and touchdown. Oh, the Panthers with the score from the 11-yard line.
That was kind of a misdirection play there, and, you know, they've been going right most of the time, and this time they came back to the left and had a nice hole to the outside.
With 21 seconds on the clock, the Panthers go up 12-0 here with the PAT pending.
I'm sure. Yeah, it looks like they're going to go for 2 again. We keep them out of the end zone again here.
All right.
Just hold them to 6.
Northrop, under center. For the PAT, takes a snap, and there's a fumble, And there's also a penalty flag. Let's see what happens here as Northrop looked like he pulled out a little quick there before the snap. The man in the white hat, dead ball procedure against Pekin, and that'll be their third penalty. Lucky for them, it's only been 5 yards each, so they've got 15 yards of penalties, whereas the rocket penalty earlier was that holding call, and that just killed the drive right there and there. All right, from about the 10-yard line now, Northrop rolls to his right, keeping it, running for the end zone, and he's brought down nicely by number 32, Jake Taylor. Jake Taylor with a nice tackle from his spot, and the PAT is no good, and the Panthers lead 12-0 here at Ike Ryan Field in the first quarter.
And Jake did a nice job of pursuing him, and he had a real good closing speed on him out there. Had nice speed.
Leffler Dirt Works for all types of dirt work needs. Leffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS system on all of Chad Leffler's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching. You need to think about what you're going to do after the harvest. Get your reservations in now for terrace construction and tiling. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. And Coach Lane, you talk about putting yourself into a hole, 12-0. It's not the end of the world, but the Rockets need to sustain a drive and get rid of those penalties.
Yeah, they had a really nice drive going there. You know, they got 5 yards on that first down. They had the penalties, set them back about 17 yards, and that really, really hurt us. We had a nice drive going.
All right, let's see what they do on this kickoff, the third kickoff. From the country store, it's a squibber, and it's short, and now the Rockets touch it, and the Pekin Panthers fall on it. Oh, a costly turnover. There's another Eddyville Builder turnover, and this way it's the wrong way for the Rockets. Looked like Ethan Jensen tried to get his hands on it, and he could not come up with it.
Well, I don't know, Pat. I don't know if he touched it or not. Their officials are talking about it out there. Maybe he didn't. We were kind of blocked out by the official on this side, so we really couldn't see it. But
well, if he didn't touch it, I'll be a son of a gun, because I thought for sure he did. And they're still talking about it. Let's see what happens. Is it an illegal touch? Indeed. The ball goes to the Rockets at the 47-yard line, so we'll give a turnover. And, of course, that's a Eddyville Builder turnover against the Panthers. And, well, actually, it's just a penalty, I guess, on that. It's not a turnover, but it sure felt like a turnover that was coming up.
Yes, it did. That's a big momentum boost here for us. We need to get something going. No, we've been running the ball pretty good. You know, we just need to stick with it, and good things are going to happen, I think.
All right, from the Pekin 47-yard line, there's going to be a timeout by the Panthers, and I suppose they're wanting to watch the review to see if that. No, they want to save that clock in case they get the ball. They still have the win, so they took a timeout. We'll take one, too. The Fremont Country Store in Fremont, Iowa. They got a full line of hardware items right near you at the Fremont Country Store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts. The Fremont Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin power tools. The Fremont Country Store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in and meet Mike and Brandy Rocky for all your hardware and feed needs. They're located just south of the elevator in Fremont. Well, that was a huge turn of events. Pekin squibbed the kick for the third time in a row, and it didn't travel in the necessary 10 yards. Rockets smartly didn't touch it. I thought they had, but they didn't, and they were able to claim the ball, claim the possession at the Pekin 47-yard line. We'll see what the Rockets do on first down. Ryan Adams with the power right eye. Under center. Takes the snap. Tosses to Van Dorn. Has some pressure already in the backfield. Escapes one tackler. Escapes two tacklers and carries more tacklers up to about the 43-yard line. Coach Lane, just what you were talking about a little while ago.
Yeah, he just keeps his legs moving. He never stops, never gives up. And, you know, it's sure will. I mean, that's what he's doing out there. He's just using sure will to gain those yards.
Up to the 42-yard line, and that'll do it for the first quarter, where the Rockets are behind. The Pekin Panthers lead 12-0 here at Ike Ryan Field in the home opener. Riverside Auto Supply, we want to welcome them as a new sponsor for Rocket Football. Collision repair and estimates from deer damage or total car restoration, Riverside Auto Supply can help you out and do the job right. Located in downtown Eddyville at the four-way stop, Riverside Auto Supply provides you with the dependability and satisfaction in getting the job done right the first time. Check out their quality of work today. You'll be glad you did. And hard to believe that we're already one quarter into the season, Coach Bain. And I'll tell you what, Rockets need to put a drive together and say to themselves, let's get back into this ball game.
Yeah, we'll see if our offense changes a little bit or not with the wind behind our back right now. If we're going to open things up a little bit, maybe get some passes going. But I don't know. Trey seems like he's doing a really good job out there. I mean, I've got so far, he's got him for about seven carries. And I'm not sure how many yards he's got, but he's doing a good job. I mean, like I said, he's a tough kid.
Picking up where he left off last year, 1,000-yard rusher. Adams under center on the first play from the second quarter. It's a toss to Van Dorn over here on the left side, and he gets snuffed. And I tell you what, the Panther defense is sniffing it out big time and going right towards the ball.
Yeah, it looks like we've got a penalty flag out there, Pat.
Oh, the proverbial whole preliminary signal has been given. Here comes the man in the white hat. Yes. Let's see if they take the play. They'll probably take the yardage.
Yeah, it looks like he lost, three yards on that play, maybe?
Yep. Man in the white hat still trying to figure it out. And they are going to... Well, they're still hashing it out with the captain from Pekin, and they do indeed take the penalty, so they'll march it. There's 5, and here comes the 10. 10-yard penalty, and that's the second one of the half for the Rockets. They've got 3 penalties for 25 yards. And like I said, Coach Bear, he just cannot stand those penalties. He wants a team that's disciplined, and he wants them to do the right thing. All right, second down now and about 15. Rockets spread it out. Adams in shotgun formation, takes a snap, looks to throw, fires it deep downfield, and it's incomplete. Trey Moore was trying there. Step for step was number 17, Brady Donovan. And I don't think Donovan turned around. Trey could have played that ball just a little bit more. It looked like it was behind him just a skosh, Coach.
Yeah, it looked like it was thrown over his left shoulder. And he had the defender on his right shoulder, but if he could have turned to his left, he may have been able to get that ball caught.
All right. Stops the clock. We're just into the second quarter, 12-0, 11:27 on the clock. And now we've got a stoppage of play here, and we're going to have a timeout. Rockets take their first timeouts, and we will too. Harris Ag Service, Luke Harris, your local Channel Seed corn dealer, and Credenz soybeans with Liberty Link trait to kill those herbicides that are becoming resistant to Roundup spray, as well as custom chemical spraying and fertilizer application representative. Fall is here. Try Harris Ag Service for your fertilizer needs for next year. Call Luke to get your soil analysis done today at 641-799-8640. And the beautiful thing about our a number of our sponsors, Coach Lane, they are Eddyville or Eddyville-Blakesburg or Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont grads, and it's nice to see them supporting the Rocket Football Squad.
Yes, it is. You know, it's nice when you get people that graduate from our school that stick around and don't leave the state like so many other people do. It really gives you a good feeling, you know, that these wonderful young people want to stick around and open businesses in this area.
You bet. They come back. Their kids are in school. And that's what keeps us in the business of being educators. All right. Rockets with a big third down and 15 as Coach Bear wanted to talk about that. Power right formation. The toss, quick, to Van Dorn. He's under pressure. He throws it up the field, and it's intercepted by Panthers. And up the field, they come to about the 45-yard line. Oh, the trickery didn't work there as they tried a halfback pass, Coach.
Yeah, little underthrown on that pass. A little bit farther, and he probably would have had that.
That turnover is sponsored by Eddyville Builders, Scott Greer. Next remodeling or big project needs, call Scott, 777-2183. Oh, mercy.
Yeah, that gets Peak in really good field position at their own 46-yard line right now.
All right, from the 46, up Pekin, Northrop, under center again. They go with their power set up on the running package. There's a penalty flag.
Too much time, I think, Pat.
I don't know. It's from the side judge. He's not the one that keeps track of time, is he?
Oh, boy, I didn't see that.
The Rockets are in the zone. They were in the neutral zone, and they'll have 5 yards. There's 4 yards of, four penalties for 30 yards here against the Rockets in the first half. And that's what just drives you nuts. 5 free yards for the Panthers. That's not good. Northrop, under center. There's some movement. They had a call. They blow it dead. That's going to be against the Panthers. And the Panthers will give that 5 yards right back. So
that was really nice of our guests, wasn't it?
All forgotten. Very good. A lot of dirty laundry out there. And like a lot of opening season games, they'll have to do some laundry when they get home. They'll have to shout it out. Got the grass stains going. That goes back into Pekin territory at the 46-yard line. Hey, if you want to have a shout-out right here, give us a text at 641-660-7764 as Northrop turns to throw, looking deep, and he throws it downfield. He's got a man open, and he takes the catch, and he'll take it into the zone. Oh, against the wind, Northrop uncorks a long bomb, and it's caught by number 23, Bayon, the big sophomore, and that's a huge, huge score for the Panthers here in the second quarter.
That number 23, Pat?
Yeah, I thought it was.
I've got Keaton Wynn. Maybe they've got two number 23s.
No matter what, the Panthers scored. That was a 56-yard throw and catch for the score. Now the two-point conversion. The ball is on the ground, and it's no good. And the Rockets hold, but the Pekin Panthers have forged out to an 18-0 lead here at Ikron Field.
That was a beautifully thrown pass. The receiver never broke stride and caught it right in his arms. Nice pass.
In stride indeed. At the 11:08 mark, the Panthers strike again in the unconventional way. You usually think of them hitting the ground, pounding the ground and pound, but that time Northrop uncorked a long one. There was defensive coverage, but he was able to make that catch in the outstretched arms and take it in for 6. 18-0, the Panthers lead here at Ikron Field.
Now you think back, Pat, at we've had some really good quarterbacks that we've had to play against over the years. We had the Ertz boy from Minneapolis, big, tall kid. He's, 6'2", about 200 pounds.
Went to Kansas State.
Yep. Awesome kid. Awesome thrower. Really good thrower. I mean, he just, beautiful spiral. And of course, we had the unfortunate, and we unfortunately had to play against Drew Cook for a few years, so and he was an awesome passer, so
no doubt about it.
See what he can do when he gets to play for Iowa sometime.
All right, Pekin, to tee it up, another Fremont Country Store kick coming at you. He approaches, and it's on a squibber on the ground again, and the Rockets are able to dive on it, and that time he doesn't get hit by any Panthers, but the ball is at the 40-yard line, so decent field position, but the Panther defense has been able to do the job.
Yeah, ball was recovered by Gabe Larkin again. We've had great field position. I mean, every one of our starting possessions has been at, this one's at the 39, but they've all been on the other side of the 40 except for this one. I mean, but great field position. We just need to get the consistent drive going.
All right. Ryan Adams, under center, takes the snap, tosses to Van Dorn. He tries the left side, working his way to the outside. He's got the corner turned. Up the field he comes. A nice run by Traeg, and he's out of bounds, and they'll stop the clock, and he's got a Loeffler dirt work run of 10 yards or more and a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down.
That was a nice run by Traeg. He showed his quickness there. You know, he's not only a tough up-the-middle runner, he can get to the outside with his quickness. Gained about 15 yards.
First down after the Rockets had three. So it's been a while since the Rockets have been able to move the sticks. Ryan Adams under center takes it, tosses to the right this time. Van Dorn cuts it upfield, and he gets hit, and he's stopped right there at the line of scrimmage. So no gain on the play. Going to be second and 10.
Yeah, there wasn't much room for Traeg to run on that one there. He might be just a little bit short of the line of scrimmage on that run.
Larkin comes in, and out comes Andrew Wright, I believe it is, number 26. Andrew Wright's a youngster at the sophomore. All right. Here comes Adams. Takes a snap. Gives it right up the gut to Van Dorn. A nice run by him. He's still on his feet. He's able to push the pile past the 40-yard line to about the 38. Make it the 37. Good job by the offensive line there.
Yeah, looks like he gained about 8 yards on that run.
All right.
Nice tough run again.
Good job. They'll bring up third down and two as Andrew Wright comes back in. Out comes number 32. That's Jake Taylor. Okay, big third down conversion here, Coach Lane. We got to keep the ball moving. Want to pound it on the ground. 18-0. The Rockets are down. Ryan takes it, hands off. Nice job by the up man, and he's able to get that first down yardage. Who was that? Jacob Boyer?
Yep, number 20. Yep, Dakota.
Dakota Boyer, excuse me. Dakota Boyer, his brother, Jacob. Dakota Boyer hauling the mail that time, and he gets the first down inside the 35 to about the 34. That's a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down, number 5 in the first half.
Yeah, Rockets have a really nice drive going here. Let's hope we can keep it going here, get some momentum going on our side.
Under 9 minutes, there's some movement on the line, and the flag comes out. It looked like it was movement on Pekin, and they're already moving back 5 yards. So there's a nice job out of the cadence counts of Ryan Adams to get him off the ball there. Bracken Taylor comes in. Dakota Boyer comes out. All right, 1st and 5. How can you go wrong with that, huh?
It makes it a lot easier.
All right, Ryan Adams takes the snap. Hands it to Van Dorn. He right up the gut he goes. A nice run by Van Dorn. He's still on his feet. They can't take him down, and he's extremely close to that first down yardage.
Looks like you got it, Pat.
Oh, a Veldhuizen chiropractic again. Nice job by Van Dorn. Oh, my gosh, he moves the pile. That was a quick hitter right up the gut.
That was. Traeg's not only a real tough runner on the inside, he's quick. He's quicker than you think he is.
All right, here comes the Rockets. 1st and 10 from about the 17. That's the Riverside Auto Zone supply zone as Van Dorn comes this way. Ooh, he bulldogged down.
I thought maybe he got his face mask, but they didn't call it.
Oh, my. But yeah, it looked like he was going to be snapping his neck, but
maybe they did call something. They're out there talking.
Man in the white hat's chatting to his buddies. They're picking up the ball, and they look like they're going to be heading north. Yes, indeed. It's a face masking call. That's an automatic first down, but it looks like it's a 5-yard variety. I don't care. It's a first down. That's a Veldhuizen chiropractic. And don't forget, we're in the zone. We're in the Riverside Auto Supply Zone inside the 20. Rockets threatening to score. Adams takes the snap, hands it to Van Dorn, and he gets hit in the backfield. Ooh, just barely stumbled up. He looked like he had one more guy to beat because there was so much pressure there, Mike Lane, that if he had gotten his feet under him, he would have been able to make a nice gain.
Looks like number 65, Caden Baker for Pekin, got through the line real quick and got his, looks like he got his hand on him and slowed him up a little bit.
All right, in comes Wright with the play. Kopke comes up to the ball. It's at the 15-yard line. It's second down and about three. Big play here for the Rockets. Adams takes the snap, gives it to the up guy. That's Boyer. Nice job out of him, and he's going to be extremely close to that first down. Dakota Boyer carrying the mail. He's short. Not by much. Ooh, big play to
him. Good job.
Veldon Eisen Chiropractic again. Inside the red zone, the Riverside Auto Supply Zone for the Rockets here.
Looks like we're doing a really nice job of mixing plays up right here, going in and out.
Okay, hand off to Van Dorn on the right side. He's at the five, and down he goes. A nice run by him. Not quite to the five, more like the seven-yard line. Good job out of him. The Rockets can get a first down inside the five-yard line, so that'll be helpful. Second down and about six. 6:39 on the clock. Plenty of time for the Rockets to execute this drive. Adams takes the snap, turns to Van Dorn right up the gut. He goes, and he's going to get some more yardage. Now he's at the five-yard line, Coach Lane.
Really close to the first down here, I think.
Oh, my, yes. Third and one. I don't know about you.
That's really close.
You bet. I'd just soon get the first down, but let's see what happens. You give it to your workhorse, you know that they're going to key on him. Let's see what happens. Underneath center is Adams. Takes the snap. Gives it to him over the right side. Got one signal from a Rocket. That's a touchdown. They're looking. Maybe not, but at least he's got the first down, we're hoping.
Yep, first down.
All right. A Veldheisen Chiropractic and Wellness first down. And there it is, first and goal inside the Riverside Auto Supply Zone.
I couldn't really tell who was running the ball on that play. Everybody was in packed so tight. I think it was Tregg, but I think we'll give it to him anyway.
Wright comes out. Trey Moore goes in, the freshman. Adams under center. Takes the snap. He bootlegs it over on the right side. He's being chased. He gets hit, and he's going to be stopped short. Yes, stopped short of the goal line. An excellent play call, but the Pekin Panthers were able to snuff it out.
Yeah, they did a nice job on that. Kind of a naked bootleg there by Ryan, and just couldn't quite get the speed to get around their defenders.
All right. That'll bring up second and goal.
Looks like he probably got right back to the line of scrimmage.
All right. Rockets with it. Second and goal from about the one. They hand off to Van Dorn. He takes it in. Touchdown, Rockets! Van Dorn takes it in from the one-yard line, and the Rockets are on the board for the first time in 2015.
Nice tough run again by Tregg. You know, I don't know what else you can say about the kid. He busts his butt out there running the ball hard.
Good job by the line. They opened it up. Van Dorn takes it in at the 4:45 mark, and now they'll try for two.
Line's done a really good job on this drive of getting their blocks.
You bet. All right, Adams on the two-point conversion. Turns. Bootlegs it to the left, and he's in trouble, and down he goes, and that'll keep the score at 18-6. Rockets are on the board, though, and you can't get upset about that. That's a Blush Boutique touchdown right there. Angie Lobrick in downtown Eddyville being the sponsor. We got also another new sponsor, Hawkeye Real Estate with Robbie Davis. Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area? Call Robbie Davis with Hawkeye Real Estate, an EBF alum who continues to live and work in the Eddyville area, making him an expert in the local market. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, call Robbie Davis today at 641-660-4413 for all your real estate needs. How cool is that to have the Rockets get on the board?
Nice play by Rockets. It's too bad on that two-point conversion we didn't get the seal we needed on the backside there for Ryan to be able to turn it up and score on that two-point conversion. That's, you know, that's something we're going to have to work on.
No doubt. All right, the Rockets will kick off. It'll be a Fremont Country Store kick.
Be nice to just kick with the wind here. Like Gabe Larkin's going to tee it up.
All right. Gabe Larkin, the freshman. Here he comes and approaches. Oh, the Rockets are offside there. Whoever was that up man, he was heading up the field before the ball got kicked, and that's going to bring him back there a little bit.
I don't know if they threw a penalty flag. Maybe the official wasn't ready for him to tee it up yet. It looks like they're bringing it back and redoing it.
Oh, okay.
That's a lucky break for us.
No doubt.
Yeah, our up man was just a little bit eager. Wanted to get down there and hit somebody hard.
All right. Teeing it up again. Larkin. He approaches.
Maybe the ball fell off the tee there.
Ah. We're ready to go with this kick. Larkin approaches. He puts his foot into it, a nice end-over-end. It bounces. It's caught at the 15-yard line, and up comes the Pekin Panthers. He's hit and brought down at about the 35-yard line.
Like Trey Van Doren and maybe Ryan Adams were in on that tackle.
Good job out of the freshman there.
see here if the Rockets can play some good defense and not let Pekin get another score here before the half. We got about a little under 5 minutes to go here, and we need a nice defensive stop. Make Pekin punt into the wind.
All right. The power shift is on again for the Panthers. Run it up the middle. He's got some running room. Nice job out of the running back there as he's able to bring that in.
See what his number is there. He's kind of blocked out by his big lineman there. Number 21. Chase Copeland again. That was a nice run.
Copeland's been getting the workhorse for the Panthers tonight. Second and about one from the 44-yard line. 4:15 on the clock here in the first half. Pekin with the lead, 18-6. Inside handoff to 23. Nice job of tackling by the right side linebacker for the Rockets there, but he'll get the first down. Unofficially, that's the third first down for Pekin. That just doesn't seem right. I might have been going to sleep when the Panthers had the ball, but they'll get a first down now at the 48-yard line of Pekin.
Alex, said a little bit ago, we need to make a nice defensive stop here. Make them punt into the wind and help ourselves get some good field position here for the half.
You know, Cam Hardy had a heck of a year last year. Let's see if he can get on track, make a big play for the defense. Northrop, under center, takes a snap, gives it to the Zup guy. Nice penetration by the Rockets, and down he goes. A nice loss on that particular play. Good job by the Rocket defense. Taylor was in on it. Kopke was in on it. And let's give a call on number 50 as well. Austin Gray was in there as well. Excellent job. Loss of one on that play, Coach Lane.
Rockets did a nice job there on first down there. Had really good penetration. Had a lot of guys come in for the tackle.
You know, the beauty of that play, it kept the clock running. 3:13 here in the first half. Defense needs to hold. Under center, Northrop rolls. Inside handoff. Nice job there. Not fooled by the play there. Let's see, 56. Dalton Griffiths was able to make a nice tackle there inside Rocket territory at the 46. Big third down and about four coming up for the Pekin Panthers with 2:44 on the clock.
Yeah, this is a big play for our defense here, right here. They got third and about four on our 46-yard line. It'd be nice to get a big stop.
Pekin leads 18-6 here in the first half. inside handoff, and he does get the first down and more inside the 30 to about the 28. And that was a play that you had to have, and they didn't make it. 2:21 as the clock will stop for that first down for the Panthers, their fourth unofficially in the first half.
Yeah, they've got, I think they've got like three Craig Van Dorns in their backfield, it kind of looks like. They're all three really good, tough runners,
and they got speed. Now, this series right here is going to be very important for the Rockets. Got to have a stop here before half. Man in motion. They toss to him over here on this left side. A penalty flag comes out. Nice hit by Kopke as he was able to make that play. And there's Cam Hardy. We talked about him, and then he made the play right there. But we got a penalty flag, Mike Lane.
Looks like maybe they had motion on one of their backfield players for Pekin.
Indeed. Motion indeed. Let's see. Uncharacteristically, that's their sixth penalty. They all been five-yarders, though, but this is a big one here just before half. Let's see what's going to happen.
I think you got to take the penalty here.
Move them further away from the football, from the goal line.
Yeah, make them go as far as they have to.
No doubt. All right, they'll move the ball back outside the 40 to about the 43-yard line. A buck 49 on the clock. All right. First down and about 15 to go. Panthers looking to score again. They take the snap. He rolls to his left. Nice handoff inside. Boy, that was a nice play. Boy, oh boy.
I did not see that handoff. I thought he was rolling out to his left on that.
Beautiful, beautiful play action there to 26, Copeland. And he's got that speed, my gosh. And the length, he's able to chew up that yardage very, very quickly. Moves it back over the 40 to about the 35, where it's second down and about 7 or so. Clock is running at a buck 13. Big play here by the defense. Needs to happen. Northrop rolls out, looking for a man, throws, he got a guy open, and he makes the catch inside the 10, and down he goes just before the goal line. Oh, my, what a toss by Northrop. They're the number 3.
That was another beautiful pass. I mean, their receiver got at least 2 steps behind our defensive backs. I'm not sure if there was a mix-up in coverage there or if he just a little bit too quick for him.
Ryan Swanson with a huge grab, and he was behind the defense by at least 2 yards. Oh, the worst thing you want to see just before half, and it happened. Panthers knocking on the door here as the clock winds 47 seconds, and they are knocking at the 2-yard line, it looks like.
Looks like they may take a timeout here before. Yeah, it looks like they're going to let the clock run down as far as they can and take a timeout.
All right.
Yep. There we go.
Timeout, their second one of the half. The Panthers lead 18-6, and they are threatening here with a few seconds left. That's a Hawkeye Real Estate timeout, looking to buy, sell real estate in the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area. Call Robbie Davis, 641-660-4413 for your real estate needs. And, ooh, my, if there ever was a time to have a defensive play right here, right now, force fumble, we need a Eddyville Builder turnover there, Coach Lane, to stem this tide.
Yeah, it'd be kind of nice to see a fumble recover in about a 101 or 102-yard return for a touchdown here.
Ooh,
I'd go for that.
You're not asking for too much. I just want a fumble recovery, but you want the whole enchilada. You want a Blush Boutique touchdown out of it as well. That would be nice. That would be fantastic. We do not have a halftime guest. We will be opening up the windows to listen in to Dr. Joe Overton and the band here at halftime. I'm sure they have an abbreviated show. They haven't had a whole week of school to practice, but we'll let you hear what they have to play at halftime. Coming up here with 35 seconds on the clock, Panthers come back out of the huddle, and they'll go right to the ball. Northrop.
It'll be a big stop here. They've got one timeout left, and if they don't get in on this play, so we need to stop them.
Northrop under center. Man in motion. They give it to him right up the gut. And in the score is going to be the Panthers, and they'll roll up another touchdown on the ground, a one-yard run. And was that Copeland as well? I believe it was, Pat. Unofficially, a one-yard run with a 30 seconds on the clock here before halftime.
Yeah, nope. I don't know what it is with all these good quarterbacks we have to face year in, year out.
Oh, he's the athlete, that's for sure. There's a run up the gut for the two-point try, and he didn't make it. Didn't make it at all. Good job out of the Rockets. And the score will say 24-6 will be the score at halftime, barring a major, major run back by the Rockets. But what we've seen out of the Panthers, they don't want to give the ball to anybody. They think Tyler Archer's back there. Tyler had three or four touchdown returns, kickoff returns, but not the case thus far. Haven't been able to see the Rockets bring it up the field yet.
Maybe you're talking about Corey, Pat. The younger one.
That's right. The quick Corey Archer.
Tyler, not to say anything bad about you, buddy, but your brother was quicker.
And, of course, Corey's on the Central football team. Veldhuizen Chiropractic. Your chiropractic needs can be met in downtown Eddyville at Chiropractic Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. Dr. Veldhuizen can provide you with the comfort you're looking for through skilled care and wellness program. Veldhuizen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness right across from the bank in downtown Eddyville.
You know, speaking of Tyler here real quick, I'm sure he and Tanner and Jacob are probably all sitting down listening to us tonight and having a lot of fun.
Like good the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont alumni should be doing. Van Dorn with the ball. He picks it up over on the right side. He gets spun around. He's still on his feet. He's up to the 45 and almost to the 50-yard line. And maybe that's why they didn't want to do that, as Van Dorn used up some clock, 21 seconds. But a nice, nice kickoff return by the senior out of Chillicothe.
Nice run by Treg. You know, they kicked it deep for the first time tonight, and I don't know if they're going to do it again. That's a nice run by Treg.
Didn't quite make it to the 50. They put it at the 48. 48-yard line of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. And let's see what we got up our sleeves here. Coach Bear will spread them out to the left and to the right. Shotgun formation. There's the snap. Looking. He fires it deep to his left side here. And it's intercepted by the Panthers. They tried to go deep to their playmaker, Trey Moore, and it got picked off. And that's a turnover. That's a Eddyville Builder turnover. Their second one, second interception. Actually, it's the third interception the Rockets have had thrown tonight. And the Panthers will probably run out the clock here with the lead of 24-6.
Yeah, we need to be careful here, and we don't get complacent on defense. You know, even though they've got the ball thrown 26-yard line, you know, they're quick. They have quick running backs. I mean, they could score here, yes. We've got to be real careful here.
All right. Up the field they come. Northrop under center takes the snap, gives it to the up guy, Copeland. He tries the left side. He's still on his feet, and he's close to that first down yardage, and you nailed it on the head there again, Coach Lane. They're not going to sit down for nobody.
Yeah, it looks like the clock's going to run out here for us.
All right, and that'll do it indeed, as the Pekin Panthers lead at halftime 24-6 here at Ikrine Field. We'll send it back to the studio. We'll listen in on the music of Dr. Joe Overton and the band, and we'll be back with you when the third quarter starts back up. Once again, that score is 24-6. The Panthers lead over the Rockets.
Kickoff.
Must have a lot of faith in them not getting hurt. All right, Rockets need to get a stop right here on this first series of downs. Panthers underneath center, got a man in motion. He rolls to his right, looking to throw, under pressure now, scrambling, finally throws it, has a man wide open at the 50. He makes the catch, and he's out of bounds. Oh, my goodness, the busted coverage by the Rockets hurt big time there as the Panthers are able to throw it against the wind all the way past the 50 to the 48-yard line.
And Ryan Swanson, number three for Pekin, that caught that. I don't know if there was anybody within 10 yards of him on that pass.
Yeah, if they hit him in stride, he would have been off to the races. Oh, my, a big first down on the first play from scrimmage here in the third quarter. The Panthers aren't letting up.
You know, that was actually a tough play on our defensive backs because their quarterback was kind of scrambling to his right, and, you know, they kind of lost track of him.
Nice play by Adams there. He was able to submarine and get Copeland before he was able to get his steam rolling up there. That was a nice play by the freshman from Eddyville. No gain on the play. Second down coming up. Second down coming up early in the third quarter. Rockets are down 24-6 here at Ike Ryan Field in the home opener. 2015, Pekin Panthers lead. There's a drop ball. The ball on the ground. Who's got it? And it looks like the Panthers did recover. That is a fumble, but they did not lose it. Whereas the Rockets had three turnovers in the first half. They were all interceptions, two by Ryan Anderson and one by Van Dorn on the halfback pass. A loss of one. Big play here, third and 11 here, Coach Lane.
That's a big time for a big play here.
All right, Rockets coming up to the line, looking like they're going to stuff it. They got a man in motion, and there's a penalty flag on the play, and they blow it dead, and they're going to show that it's against Pekin here. The man in the white hat said dead ball procedure indeed.
I think number 17 on the right hand may have moved a little bit too quick.
All right. Panthers had six penalties in the first half, all of them with a five-yard variety for 30 yards, and now they've got a penalty here starting off here in the third quarter. All right, that'll move the ball way back. It's third and 16. Big play here for the defense. Northrop rolls to his left. Under pressure, and down he goes. A nice sack of the quarterback. Good job by Andrew Wright all the way back to the 34-yard line. Good job out of the sophomore.
That was a huge, huge play for the Rockets starting off the first drive for Pekin in the second half.
Forced them to punt into the wind.
That's big time play. That's what we need.
All right. Now let's see what happens here in this punt. It's into the wind. It'll be the first time. This punt is brought to you by Harris Ag Service out of Eddyville. There's the snap. The step and the kick. He gets a high kick, but not very long. It bounces sideways and goes out of bounds across the way at the 46-yard line. So the Rockets have got excellent field position to start the second half.
That tackle for that loss is just a huge play for the Rockets. We definitely need to get our offense marching down the field and taking it in for a score here. It'll be a huge momentum build.
Big spark indeed. Yes, good job by Andrew. All right, Rockets with the ball. From the right hash, Brian Adams brings it up, takes the snap, turns and tosses to his left side. Van Dorn tries to run the left side. He's got some blockers ahead of him. He's past the 50, past the 45-yard line and out of bounds, close to that first down yardage. What a run by the senior out of Chillicothe.
Another nice run by Trey. He had a really, really nice back block by Trey Moore out here. He really sealed his man off so Trey could get to the outside. Really nice block.
First down indeed. That's a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down. That's the first down of the second half, and that was a Leffler dirtwork run of 10 yards or more. Ryan turns, hands it to Van Dorn right side. He gets chopped down. Oh, he gained a couple on the play. Couldn't quite get the wheels going as far as you'd like to see. But nevertheless, he's able to gain some yardage. Austin Gray in there. Austin Engel on the line. As well as Jeffrey Kopke snaps every play here thus far tonight. They come set. Second and about eight. The toss quickly to the right side. Van Dorn cuts it up. There's a penalty flag coming out. Van Dorn can't come down, but he can't make any yardage either. and he might have probably lost some as well. Flag came from the side, Coach Lane.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a holding penalty on us on the right end over there, the right side somewhere.
Coach Bear.
Yeah, it looks like we lost maybe a yard or maybe 2 yards on that play. So that they're going to, looks like they're going to decline it.
That'll help out. They'll take the down, which will be third down now, and about 9 coming up here.
Oh, he's getting a nice big play here.
All right. Up the middle he goes. Van Dorn on his feet. Nice run by Van Dorn.
Looks like he gained about 7 yards, maybe 8.
Going to have to go for it. The ball sits at about the 33-yard line. It looks like they need to get to the 30.
We need about 1.5 yards, maybe 2 yards here on fourth down. Looks like we're going for it.
You've got to go. Maybe they'll try to jump them offside. Stay still, fellas, if that's the case. Ryan, under center. He barks no, takes the handoff. Up the gut he goes. He spins to his left. Almost made it to the 30-yard line. It is going to be so close on fourth down. Let's see what happens. He didn't quite make it to that 30-yard stripe.
It looks like he's going to be short.
Nobody's saying anything yet. As officials are looking, and they're going to take a timeout here. We'll say a shout-out as well to the Fremont Funeral Home. When a loved one passes, you can count on the Fremont Funeral Home to provide you with honest, dependable, professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Home will be able to take your stressful situation and bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Home the next time you are in need. 641-933-4315 as they stretch the chains out here and take a peek. He's got the first down. Excellent job.
Nice tough run by Trey again.
Oh, my goodness. He tried the straight up, got stuff twisted to his right, had a tackler on him. He may have gotten a generous spot, but who cares? That's a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down. Dustin Veldhuizen with the sponsorship there.
Looked like our, right before they came out and measured, looked like our chain gang was trying to help the officials a little bit. They were ready to move. They took off and went 2 or 3 yards down the field.
All right, first and 10. Ryan Adams takes the pitches at the Van Dorn left side. He gets past one tackler up the field for a couple more yards. Good job out of him as he's able to keep plugging. Ooh, what a phenomenal guy. That wrestling body that he has is able to churn out, looks like about 6 yards on that carry, Coach.
Another nice run by Trey. You're talking about him being a wrestler. I think he enjoys that contact.
You know, the thing about a good runner is the longer the game goes, the stronger they get. And he's showing that tonight. Inside handoff to Van Dorn, right side. They're pushing the line. Keep going, guys. The ball's on the ground, I think.
No, I think he broke through.
He squirted through and kept running for a first down. Veldhuizen chiropractic with another first down out of Trey Van Dorn. Ooh, he looked like he was stopped, and he bursted out on the right side there for a big, big gain.
Looks like he gained 12 yards maybe on that run.
We'll give him a Loeffler dirt work run at 10 yards or more, and they are in the Riverside Auto Supply Zone at about the 14-yard line. First and 10. Handoff again to Van Dorn, running up the gut, and he got stopped on that one. Good job by the Panther defense. Couldn't quite get that hole lined up for him, and they'll bring up second down, but man alive. The fight that the Rockets show. And this happened last year, too, Coach Lane. Anytime the Rockets didn't do too hot in the first half, they would come out with second-half adjustments. And Coach Bear has shown that already tonight with second-half adjustments. They are moving the ball on their first drive. Adams, under center, takes the snap. Gives it to no, he keeps the bootleg. Tries to get on the outside, and he is going to run out of space here. It looked like he got down from behind, but no penalty on that. If he had a little bit more speed, that play would be so nice. Ball sits at about the 10 or 11 yard line. Make it the 12. It'll be 3rd and 6 here. Big play for the Rockets. Well, if they can get 3 or 4 yards, that'll make it, you know, good and well they're going to be trying for it. They won't be kicking a field goal. Adams under center. Tries to draw off the Pekin Panthers, and they do. Excellent job of barking out the signals there, and he drew the Panthers offside. That'll be a Panther penalty. Their second one of the second half, and 8th overall in the game. Ooh, couldn't come at a worse time for Pekin, but comes at a great time for the Rockets.
Yeah, we've been going on, I think, first snap count all night, and it was a nice change-up there to go on the second count.
Adams. Oh, there was movement there as Austin Gray came out of his position, and they'll give him the 5 yards right back.
He just wanted to get down the field and hit somebody.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's, you know, he's not a big kid, but I tell you what, he's got a big heart, and he wanted to indeed hit somebody for sure. That'll move the ball back to about the 10-yard line, third down, though. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens here. Pitch toss right. Van Dorn looking to throw. He wings it up. It's caught right at the goal line. And he's got a first down, but he's out of bounds. Who was that? Was it Moore?
Trey Moore.
Trey Moore catches that. That's a Feldheisen chiropractic first down inside the 5.
Nice pass by Trey on that. He was really getting hounded by the defensive player there, but he was able to get the throw off. Made a nice throw.
Huge completion on third down. Now it's first and goal. Inside the 1. Handoff right away to Van Dorn, and he takes it in. Touchdown, Rockets! Good job by Van Dorn. He takes it in from the 1 yard line.
Nice drive by the Rockets. They did a really nice job. You know, Trey handled the ball most of the time on that drive, but, you know, that was a beautiful pass he threw to Trey Moore on that, getting close to the end zone, and Trey took it in to the score.
All right, they're lining up for 2 on the PAT. Adams takes a snap. Right up the gut goes Van Dorn. He's got it easily. Excellent job out of the line on that one, and that cuts the lead 24-14. The Rockets are down, but score in their first possession of the second half. Excellent job. Another Blush Boutique touchdown. Angie Lobrick, downtown Eddyville, where you can find your official Rocket gear. She's got jewelry, clothing, home decor. Personalize your shirts to support the Rockets with a number one fan or your kid's jersey number. She's open Tuesday through Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity football win, you get 25% off your purchase the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. And if you got any T-shirt orders, she's the gal to go to. Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville.
No, Pat, that's exactly what the Rockets needed to start the second half. They had a nice stop defensively against Pekin. Came out, ran the ball right down their throat. Did a beautiful job of moving the ball. Nice holes were opened up by the offensive line. You know, nice play calling. And Craig was the hard hitter there. He just kept plugging away. And like we talked before, he just doesn't quit.
That short punt is what set up that excellent field position from the 46-yard line. Adams boots it end over end. It hits the ground. It skips. It's picked up. Up to the 30, the 35, the 40, and a 45-yard line. And good thing that we had a safety guy back there. Otherwise, he would have been off to the races. It looks like it was Dylan Howard with the touchdown-saving tackle there, number 8. Yes, the sophomore was able to bring him down. He played that perfectly.
Nice job by Dylan on that. Took him nice and low.
But perfect field position for the Panthers. They're up to the 46-yard line here for their second drive. Defense has got to come. Looked like they put the pressure on him last time. That helped, plus the penalties. And we'll see what happens now. Northrop takes it. Hands off inside. Big yardage by number 21. He gets a first down right away out of the box for the Panthers. Boy, he's a smooth runner. That's Chase Copeland. Man alive.
You know, all three of their guys that they have in the backfield that run the ball, you know, they all, a little bit different size-wise and stuff, but, you know, they all seem to run the ball just about the same. offense reminds me a little bit of old-time Sigourney's offense. They're really tightly bunched on the offense. Makes it hard to tell who's got the ball.
Good. Good analogy there, Coach Lane. Okay, handoff inside the 23. He gets to the 35-yard line, and the Pekin Panthers have got a little bit of a spark now in their step as they have taken this drive and got a couple of big plays out of it. And we've got a timeout right here. We got a Hawkeye Real Estate timeout. Robbie Davis, if you're looking to buy or sell real estate, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area, call Robbie Davis with Hawkeye Real Estate. He's an EBF alum who continues to live and work at the Eddyville area, making him an expert in the local market. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, call Robbie Davis today at 641-660-4413 for all your real estate needs. And there's a few homes in Eddyville that are for sale as we speak. So if you're moving into the area, give Robbie a call. It's probably a nice timeout here by Russ Bear here. He gets kind of stop the momentum that Pekin had getting going here on this drive. So let's see if we can make some adjustments and get him stopped on this drive. All right, Cam Hardy, we need you to come through here. And Austin Engel, need you to come through here and make a play on this. The second and four from the 41-yard line with 3:44 on the clock. Northrop underneath center. Takes the snap, tosses it in up the middle. Comes 21 again. That was Copeland, and he weaves his way for a first down. It's the play is deceiving because most people are flowing to the right side. They toss it back to the runner from the left side, and he's able to go up the gut. Basically, is what he does. Yeah, they have everybody bunched in that close together like that. Makes it really hard to tell who's got the ball, and you know. They've had some really big runs on those plays. That they have. Northrop under center. Takes it. Toss again to Copeland, this right side. Rockets haven't figured it out yet. He's up to the 20-yard line, and he'll be short of the first down yardage by about 5, gain of 5, second down coming up in about 5 to go. With both teams running the ball as well as they have been this half, we've only got 3 minutes left in the third quarter already, and we need to get some stops here on defense. You know, we need to shorten the game up a little bit so we can get more possessions. 24-14 indeed. Pekin with the lead, 24-14, as Northrop comes under center. There was some movement on the right side, and they did catch it. I didn't know if they were going to call it or not. Very little movement, but if I saw it, You're hoping that the referee saw it.
Yeah, my old eyes saw that too, Pat. So surely they couldn't miss it.
I think you and I are in the same boat. All right. A motion indeed moves it back. It's going to be second and 9.5 now, as that 5 yards negates that gain from that first play that they had from scrimmage. 2:31 on the clock in the third quarter. Pekin under center with Northrop. There's movement again, but they don't call it. Inside handoff. Boy, that's a nice play. He's able to chew up the yardage there. That was 26, the ball carrier. Tyler Copeland, and the Copeland boys are getting a 1-2 punch. And he gained almost nine yards on that one. It'll be third down and about 1. From the 26-yard line. Funny things have happened in high school ball. You might have a fumble here on the snap. They haven't dropped too many between the center and the quarterback, but there's always hope for another.
That would be a good time.
Northrop takes a peek, and we got a whistle across the way. And Pekin calls a timeout. So that's their first one of the first half. Hawkeye Real Estate. Timeout by Robbie Davis. Let's give a shout out to Eddyville Builders. Your next remodeling project or large housing project can be done quickly and efficiently with Eddyville Builders. They have the experience and know-how to make your dream project a reality. Call Scott Greer today for your free estimate and get ready to make your home looking great and new again. Call Scott at 641-777-2183 to get into the game today. Eddyville Builders. New sponsor of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rocket Football. Glad to have him on board. Well, you heard the halftime performance of Dr. Joe Overton and the band. They didn't even get their uniforms on tonight. They haven't even handed them out yet, I guess.
Yeah, they're going to do that tomorrow.
They're going to do that tomorrow. And it's kind of like an all-day band deal, isn't it?
I think tomorrow they're just doing uniforms.
Okay. All right. Third down and less than one for the Panthers as they come up to the line of scrimmage. Northrop takes a look at the setup. Takes the snap. Drops back. Hands off. Up the gut they go, and they'll get that first down yardage. A big surge from that line there, and we got a penalty flag as somebody comes in late. And we got a sideline violation across the way. That's probably just a warning. They haven't called it earlier tonight.
Yeah, it was a nice ball fake there by the quarterback for Pekin Northup. We had three defenders running after him. We need to watch the ball a little bit better maybe here. Watch that fake. I don't know if he's taken off on a bootleg or not tonight, so I'm sure we'll probably see one yet with everybody chasing down the guys running up the middle.
All right. First and 10 from the 14-yard line. Panthers with the ball. Northrop spins. He gives it outside here to Copeland. He sheds a tackler, cuts it up the field. He's close to the first down marker over there. Oh, somebody had a shot at him at the line of scrimmage, and they couldn't bring him down. That speed and power is able to shed him and move up the field.
Andrew Wright had both hands on him, but he just couldn't get a good grip on him. He had him a little bit high, and he just slipped right out of his hand.
Second and one coming up as the clock is inside a minute here in the third quarter. Pekin with the lead, 24-14. And we'll see what happens here. Northrop under center. Man in motion. Hand it to him over here on the right side. Weaving his way. Tries to cut to the outside. Turns it up. And he is just short of that touchdown. Not by much. I can't believe they didn't give it to him. But he definitely has the first down yardage. And it'll be first and goal inside the five.
I think maybe they may have called a penalty here. Looks like on Pekin. That's going to negate that nice run.
All right. Let's see the man in the white hat. He gave the signal, but I didn't catch it, so I don't know what it is.
No, I didn't either.
I don't think it was holding because it's not 10 yards from the spot. So we'll give them a penalty, and then we'll give them 5 yards. That's uncharacteristic like of the Panthers. They had six in the first half, four in the second, and we're still counting. So second down. Northrop gives it to the first guy. He got hit hard in the backfield, but he's able to keep his feet and continue up the field, and he gets back to the 5-yard line. Oh, my. And that'll do it for the quarter. The Pekin Panthers lead 24-14, and they're knocking on the door for more. Actually,
I think maybe we had an injury stoppage of play there.
Okay.
Looks like they stopped number 26 for Pekin was banged up a little bit.
All right.
But he went off the field on his own.
All right. So that'll start the clock, and that'll do it. And we'll head to the fourth quarter with the Panthers leading 24-14. Here at Ike Ryan Field.
Well, the Rockets did a good job on, pretty good job on defense that quarter, and we outscored them 8-0 and got closer. So, you know, that's a good reason for some optimism there. We just need to keep at it here in the fourth.
Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville. You can find your official Rocket gear. Angie Lobrick has jewelry, clothing, shoes, T-shirts, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan or your kid's jersey number. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity football win, you get 25% off your purchase the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. And don't forget, she loves to make T-shirts for people, and she'll do one for you. Just give her a call. Angie Lobrick moved to a new location just south of the Eddyville Market in downtown Eddyville. that'll be her third move. But you know what? She doesn't care. She likes being a business gal here in the Eddyville school district. Her kids go to Eddyville school. Her hubby's an Eddyville alum, Angie Laubrick. It's what small town business is all about.
That the old bank?
Yeah,
sure. Is it?
But bank? When you say old bank, that was closed before I got here. So I'm just assuming that it's the bank. All right, Panthers trying to chug a lug inside the five, and they get it in. Touchdown, Pekin, and the first play of the fourth quarter. The line kept moving for the Panthers, and they were able to take it in for the score. I'm assuming once again that it was Copeland. And they took it in from the three. You think they might kick this one?
Nope.
Line
I
up
don't
for
think
the 2-point try. Northrop under center. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Copeland. He tries the right side, and he is stopped. Excellent job out of the defense on the PATs, Coach Lane.
Well, we've done an excellent job on those point after touchdowns there on those 2-point conversions that they haven't made a one yet. So we are 5 for 5 stopping them on that. We just need to stop them on their touchdown runs.
Ever the optimist, that leaves the score at 16. And you know how to get to 16, don't you? Two touchdowns and two-point conversions. We got a tie ball game. Anything can happen in overtime for sure.
You know, there's still plenty of time left. There's just a little under 12 minutes left in the game, you know, 11:53. And we've been moving the ball really well this second half, so we just need to keep plugging away at it.
Yes, indeed. We had the ball one possession. We started off on the 46-yard line, so we had a drive of 64 yards there, capped off by a one-yard run by Van Dorn at the 4:29 mark. And you hate to say we got to strike quick, but we definitely have to strike and get that 2-point conversion in for to make it a one-possession game. All right, Panthers to tee it up. Let's see if they continue the swift kick here. 30-14, the Panthers in the lead here in the fourth quarter. And it is a squiver. High bounce, and it's picked up by the Rockets. Gabe Larkin, the freshman, out of Chillicothe with a nice recovery once again.
I think that's his third one tonight that they've squib kicked it to him. He's done a really nice job of getting in his hands and falling down on it.
I'll tell you what, Rockets have been able to get some decent field position for sure by having that swift kick. And Larkin is starting to become a name, or creating a name for himself with those quote-unquote saves. Big run on first down by Van Dorn here. Gets it past the midfield stripe and up to the 48-yard line of Pekin. Good job on first down.
Yeah, looks like we're getting a little bit of chippy things going on out there between a couple players. I hope that stops on both sides. We don't need anything like that. This has been a really nice football game by both teams. Really nice, cleanly played. No, we don't need anything like that right now.
All right, Rockets with the ball. Adams brings him up. Power left situation. There's a snap. They give to Van Dorn. He tries left side. He gets hit hard, and he gets stops in his track. In fact, a loss back to the midfield stripe there.
Yeah, Pekin did a really nice job of plugging the center up right there on us.
All right, Albia 20, Mount Air nothing now in the third quarter. And Lone Tree in North Myaska back in a weather delay, it looks like. BMG 13, Kyoto 6. So the Cobra is coming back a little bit. Hand off to Van Dorn, right side. Tries to get through. He does get the first down and more. He's still on his feet at the 35. Good job by Craig Van Dorn. They tried to rip the ball out of his hand. He kept his legs a-moving.
He's just looks like he's just a locomotive out there, just shoving everybody out of his way.
That's a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down, their fifth one of the second half, and the Rockets got a nice drive going here at the 35 of Pekin. C. CMB 35, West Marshall 8. That's who the Rockets will play in a couple of weeks as Van Dorn gets hit in the backfield, and down he goes. There's a penalty flag thrown right where Van Dorn got hit. I don't think it was masking. I think it was holding. We'll see what happens here. There was a blocker right there in that neighborhood. Man in the white hat is...
Oh, looks like Treg's going out. Looks like he's hurt. Looks like he may have got his bell rung a little bit, and there's a Pekin player still down on the ground.
Okay.
Hope neither one of them are hurt.
All right, we've got a timeout here, Hawkeye Real Estate timeout. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent in Eddyville, Blakesburg, or Fremont area, call Robbie Davis of the Hawkeye Real Estate. He's an EBF alum, and he can get you set up at 641-660-4413, and he'll be able to set you straight.
Now, maybe it looks like maybe it was just Trigg's ankle.
Okay. He is on the sideline here being looked at by the trainer. Mark Ford talking to him as well as, is that Kylie? Is that Kylie Allen?
I can't tell. Whoever it is has a hat on. I can't tell who it is.
Of course, she got married.
Kylie Batterson.
Batterson. There we go.
And looks like Pekin player number 72. If I can find his number on the roster, they've got all their numbers not quite in order, so it's kind of hard to tell who everybody is. I don't even see a 72 on the roster for them. So Mr. Unknown is healthy, so he's back on their side.
Oh, we got movement in the backfield on the Rockets. That's going to cost them. I don't even know who had that penalty against them last. But that's the third penalty of the second half. And like I said, Coach Bear, he just can't stand those. It just hurts him. He knows it, too. Van Dorn comes in. Out comes Boyer. Boyer might have been the one that jumped the gun on that last call. Second and 20 from the 45 of Pekin. Rockets with it. Turn and give to Van Dorn. He tries the right side. He puts his head down, and now he gets up to about the 42 or 3-yard line, gain of about 2 or 3, and it's tough sledding for sure for the senior.
Yeah, he got taken down pretty hard on that. That was a, kind of like a bull rider running down a bull right there. He just took him around, or a steer, I guess, took him around the neck and just threw him down.
Gain more than I thought. The ball sits at the 41 here. A big third down. The passing game has not been kind other than the half-pack pass that Van Dorn threw, his second one of the evening. Rockets send out three receivers to the left. And there is going to be a timeout to the Rockets, their second one. Timeout again. Hawkeye Real Estate with Robbie Davis. 641-660-4413. Robbie Davis for all your real estate needs. Give him a call if you're looking to buy a house, sell a house, or rent something in Eddyville, Blakesburg, or the Fremont area. Hawkeye Real Estate, Robbie Davis, your agent there.
Looks like we had a little bit of confusion on that play, Pat. We had a couple players weren't sure where they were supposed to line up yet.
Well, you expect that a little bit the first game out of the season, but gosh, you don't want to hit the panic mode just quite yet, but 9:15 on the clock, 30-14. You'd like to see the Rockets get another score on the board here and then see what happens in a one-possession game.
I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to take the ball down, score, and then we're going to hold them, and we're going to score and tie it back up.
Excellent. Third down. Ryan takes the snap, pitches to Van Dorn. He's looking to throw, throws it down the field, and it's short at about the 15-yard line. And he didn't have enough oomph on that pass at all. He was trying to hit Taylor, Jake Taylor, and Taylor wasn't even sure that the ball was coming.
Yeah, it looked like Trey needed to get a little bit more air underneath the ball. He threw it pretty flat and didn't carry real well. Of course, he's thrown into the wind, too.
Harris Ag Service punt here on fourth down. Ryan takes the snap, kicks it very quickly, and he'll bounce at the 10, the 5, and it rolls inside the goal Good job by the Rockets as they down it inside the one-yard line. So good job out of the freshman, Ryan Adams, on that punt.
Nice punt. I mean, he couldn't have asked for a better roll on that. It went right down to one and just died. Craig was down there to make sure it didn't go into the end zone.
Well, let's have a turnover right here. That would be an Eddyville Builder turnover. Get that ball right back. I've seen it happen before on this field here at Ike Ryan. Fumble in the end zone. Recover for a touchdown. Let's see if Cam Hardy can't make something happen on the inside. Here comes the Panthers. Their entire backfield is in the end zone. On first and 10, they'll take the snap, push it right up the gut, and they've got some yardage out of it up to about the 4-yard line. It makes you worried when three of their linemen come busting through that way, and you're hoping that they're not being followed.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting to see that. They had, like I said, their three interior linemen were clear up at the 10-yard line, and if their running back would have been behind them, he would have been gone.
Copeland tries the right side again. A penalty flag comes in from the far judge. He gives a quick signal. It looks like it's holding. Let's see what it is. Funny thing about it, it won't hurt Pekin that much because they're inside the 10. But it's a penalty nonetheless. They're fifth in the second half, 11th overall. And I'd like to think that the Rockets would take that penalty. Here comes the call, holding indeed. And it is taken. It's still going to be second down. But it's going to move the ball back to about the 1-yard line. So they only lost about 5 on the play when it should have been 10, but they didn't have them yards to give up. There's a snap. He's looking to throw out of his end zone. It's up for grabs, and it's caught. Yes, the Pekin Panthers are able to catch it. It was up for grabs, Coach Lane, but he was able to come down with it. That was Bayon, and he made the catch at the 30-yard line to get him out of the hole.
Nice catch. He jumped right over both of our defenders there and caught that ball. It was a nice catch by the Pekin player.
Bayon, indeed. He came up with a big play in the first half, and once again, he comes up with a big play here. What a gutsy call from the end zone, throwing that ball out of there. He was under pressure, and he threw that ball basically straight up into the air, but it came down in the hands of the Pekin offensive player for a first down. First and 10 from the 30. Northrop under center. Tosses it to Copeland. He's got some running room on the right side. He's still on his feet at the 50, the 45, and down he goes at the 40-yard line. A big, big gain as Gabe Larkin, the freshman, was able to tackle him from behind.
Another nice run by Mr. Copeland there. It's right up the middle. He weaved around a couple times, got it by his defenders, and he just went right by him. As Mike said, it was a nice tackle from behind by Gabe.
I don't know what that play is called, but it's a toss sweep, and they're able to get that ball up the field very, very, very quickly. And it's just kind of a scary situation there as he was on the loose for a long time. Inside Rocket territory, they try to the left side this time, and another nice run. Good open field tackle by number 23 for the Rockets. That was Trey Moore. But excellent yardage as he's inside the 35 to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, I think that was the first run tonight by number 17, Brady Donovan.
Second down coming up in about 4 yards from the 35-yard line. 6:50 on the clock here in the fourth quarter. The Panthers from Pekin with the lead, 30 to 14 over the Rockets here in the home opener of 2015. Northrop brings him up. There's movement. No, it's a delay of this fine festival is what's going to happen. And that is one thing about the Panthers that I can't believe, Coach Lane. Uncharacteristic. They've got 12 penalties, each one of them 5 yards.
Well, if you're going to have a penalty, I guess 5 yards is one you want. But I'm sure they're going to do a little bit of talking about discipline
over there on the Pekin side this coming week.
They may have to do some running, I guess. That's what the punishment is of some teams here. Northrop, from the 44-yard line, inside handoff, big room here on the left side. Up the field he goes. Trey Moore is able to make the tackle, but he gets a first down, and he's inside the 20 at about the 15-yard line, I think.
Yeah, it's number 17, Brady Donovan again for Pekin. Another good runner that they have.
Trey lost his helmet. He'll have to sit out this play as he did get to the 16-yard line indeed. 6:30 on the clock, and the Panthers are in the zone here, the red zone, and the defense needs to come up a little bit here on this particular play.
I think we have a timeout by Pekin. Oh, I'm not sure what's going on here. They stopped the clock for some reason.
Maybe it was an equipment situation. I don't know, but they're ready for play now. Northrop brings them up. Takes a look to his right, his left, under center. Inside hand up to 26. He's got a big hole up the middle. He goes, and he's still on his feet. And he's almost inside the 5 to about the 1-yard line. Holy cow, that hole opened up like the Nile River. That was Copeland, and he's had a huge night.
You know, all of their running backs have had a really nice long runs tonight, and the two Copeland boys have done just an outstanding job of running the ball.
I think he couldn't believe how big that hole was. He just kind of stood there and boom, took off. Underneath center, inside handoff, gets stopped short of the goal line. Good job by the interior defense.
Oh, they're calling him a touchdown.
Touchdown indeed. I thought the Rockets had stopped him, and we've got a player down on the field. Looked like 74, Austin Angle, is rolling down there. And Austin's a tough dude. He doesn't say when he's hurt, but he's not getting up yet. He's up to his seat. He's sitting up, but he's not getting up just quite yet. The medical staff is out there to take a look at him. As the Pekin Panthers put another touchdown on the board with 6:01 left. That was a 1-yard run. And I'll tell you, that deception play really has us up here confused, so it's got to have the defense confused as well.
Well, you know, Pat, it doesn't take a whole lot to confuse us. But, yeah, they do a really nice job of turning one way, quarterback, handing the ball back, or making that little short toss. I think that would be a really hard play to get used to, but boy, they sure run it well.
Angle comes off under his own power, so that's good to see. He actually jogged off. All right, let's see if the Rocket defense can keep the PATs out. Northrop under center. Turns, rolls to his right, looking to throw, throws it up in the end zone, and it's batted down and incomplete. So once again, the Rockets are able to hold that PAT being no good, and the score will stay 36-14. Pekin Panthers with the lead here.
Now we just haven't, Rockets just haven't been able to come up with that defensive play when they've needed it, especially in the second half. Now after we got the 8 points against Pekin's defense, they've come back with 2 touchdowns now. No, we really need to stop them on offense to get our own offense back out on the field.
All right, 36-14 is the score here in the fourth quarter. As Eason Jensen's got his helmet off and he's got his leg up, we've got that injury to deal with. Austin Engel looked like he had a little bit of a bum leg. Trey Van Dorn had a little bum ankle. It looked like... You definitely don't want to get hurt on the first ball game of the year. Panthers are ready to kick off. Rockets are getting into position. We'll see if the squib kick is going to be in play again. Larkin, be on the lookout, buddy. Here it comes. Big bounce, and Larkin indeed comes up with it. He stayed on his feet. He's up to about the 50-yard line. A good job out of Gabe Larkin. as he was able to grab that ball on a big bounce and carry it up to the 50-yard line.
Nice run by Gabe on that time. I think they were expecting him to take it and fall down again like he has been, you know, to make sure he had the ball, but did a nice job of turning it up the field. Gained 70 yards maybe?
Yeah. He's not going to shy away from contact. Got a vehicle across the way with his lights on. I hope they make him shut it off. Shut those lights off. Rockets take the snap. Here comes Adams over here on the right side. I think it might have been a busted play because I don't think that it developed the way it should. I might be wrong, but Adams took that and no gain on that first down.
There the lights go.
I am feeling so much better now.
I can tell, Pat.
All right, second down and 10 for the Rockets from the midfield stripe. Down 36-14 here at Ike Ryan Field. Adams brings it up. Gives to the second man through. That's Trey Moore, and he gets hit and stood up there at the line of scrimmage. Gain of about 2 or 3. It'll be a big third down coming up in about 7 to go. Yeah, let's make it 6. 6 yards to go for a first down. And it looks like the Panthers have put in their second stringers for the most part here as the clock winds. We're under 5 at 4:47 here at Eddyville. Pitch toss to the left side with Van Dorn. Tries to cut upfield. Making his way, he does, and he's going to be extremely close to that first down marker, but he'll be short. Fourth down coming up.
Nice run by Trey on that pitch sweep over there. He looked like he kind of juked one defender off on that side and gained another 4 or 5 yards.
Well, I'd like to think that he's over 100 yards for the night. He's a workhorse, and he deserves it all. Fourth and one. There's the snap. They give to Van Dorn. He makes it easily. He's still on his feet, and he gets past the 40, the 35, up to the 33-yard line. Treg Van Dorn shows why he is going to be an all-district performer this year.
Like we talked earlier, and I don't know how many times we can say it, he's a tough kid, and he doesn't quit. He plays until the whistle is blown, and that's what he does.
That's another Veldhuizen Chiropractic first down. We appreciate their sponsorship of first downs this year, just like last. First down, they give it to Van Dorn. He tries the middle, and he gets stopped there after a gain of 1 or 2 as the clock is inside 4 minutes at 3:47 here in the fourth quarter. Beacon getting some of their fit guys out of there and getting the second stringers in, the JV squad. Of course, you don't really know which kid's on the JV. They haven't had a JV game yet this year. That'll probably start on Monday, but we'll see what happens. Next week, the Rockets will travel to Pleasantville, Iowa to take on the Trojans in another non-district affair. Adams rolls back, and there's a penalty flag, and that'll hold everything. Let's see what happens. The man in the white hat says dead ball procedure against the Rockets, and that'll be number 8 total. And in the first half, they had a couple of holding calls that hurt them big time with them 10-yard penalties. In the second half, they've had one holding call. It was declined, and so they've had 4 penalties for 15 yards in the second. But every one of them makes you want to pull your hair out. Up to the line of scrimmage goes the Rockets. Adams looks to throw. Throws it into the flat. He had a man that was open. That was Trey Moore. But he overshot him. That'll stop the clock. Adams got hit by a couple of guys there as he released the ball. So the Pekin defense, they're not giving up.
No, Tyler Copeland did a nice job of putting pressure on Ryan right there. Ryan was kind of running for his life and didn't have quite the time that he really needed to make that pass.
Freshman to freshman, Ryan Adams to Trey Moore, and in comes another freshman, Gabe Larkin. And Coach Bear said they are going to be young this year. He splits out 2 guys to the right, 1 to the left. Adams takes the snap, throws it deep downfield, and it's tossed in the air, and there's a penalty flag at the end. There's also another penalty flag here at the end, and there's a penalty flag across the way. So you got your pick of three things there.
And we've got an official with a hat on the ground. So we've got four things going on here.
Oh, my gosh. They won't know how to act.
This might take a while to sort this out.
Okay. Well, we want to appreciate our sponsors for sure. Blush Boutique, Loeffler Dirt Works, the Fremont Country Store, Riverside Auto Supply, Harris Ag Service, Hawkeye Real Estate with Robbie Davis, Veldhuizen Chiropractic, Fremont Funeral Home, Eddyville Builders with sponsorship. One of the guys is pointing to towards Peak, and here comes the man in the white hat. Procedure, pass interference against the Pekin. Unsportsmanlike against Pekin. And here comes one more. Something's declined against Pekin. So let's see. We're going to move the ball that way. We'll get a first down out of it. That's a Veldhuizen Chiropractic. They had to take that unsportsmanlike. So there was a lot of activity there, Coach Lane. And then, anyway, the Rockets will have it inside the 25 at the 23 with that first down by penalty.
There's too much for me going on that play, that's for sure.
Yep. All right.
Good thing is we got a first down out of it.
And we're closer to the end zone. All right. Adams, as they wait for the chain gang across the way, there's a yellow hanky over there that they need to pick up as well. We'll see when air goes to the referee. And he's not in a hurry. They must not have a dinner date because he's in a big hurry to go pick that up. Maybe they're all bachelors. Well, if I was a bachelor, I'd be in a hurry to go somewhere. I don't know where, but I'd be in a hurry. All right. Here we go.
Does Leanne know this side of you?
Well, sure. Inside handoff to Van Dorn. He goes right up the gut. And he didn't get much on that carry. Second down and about 7 or 8 coming up. Ball sits outside the Riverside Auto Supply on the 22 with 2:28 on the clock. It would look nice to get another score here. I don't know. You don't want to say you're doing it for pride, but you're doing it to get better for next week.
Yeah, you don't want to give up. You can't give up when you're playing football. You just got to keep pounding away.
Adams takes that ball on a rollout, cuts it up the field, and then he got cut down as he crossed the line of scrimmage. He gained about a half a foot, and that will rest the ball at about the 17 or 18 yard line. Not enough foot speed from that position.
Yeah, a little bit more quickness there would help on that bootleg.
All right. Another run up the middle. Not much going there. And the Rockets will have a fourth down coming up.
It looks like we had a bad exchange on the shotgun. There we go. That thing.
Well, anyway, the Rockets will take a timeout, and that's with a 1:18 on the clock. Hawkeye Real Estate timeout with Robbie Davis looking to buy, sell, or rent real estate in the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area. You call Robbie Davis of Hawkeye Real Estate. He's an EBF alum who continues to live and work in the Eddyville area, making him an expert in today's local market. Whether you're buying, selling, or wanting to rent, call Robbie Davis today, 641-660-4413, for all your real estate needs. So, let's set the stage here. 36-14, 1:18 on the clock. Rockets working hard to get a touchdown here at the end of the ball game. Want to put up another Blush Boutique score here before the final horn sounds here in the opener at Eddyville. fourth down, seven to go. Adams turns, looks, fires it in the end zone, and it's caught inside for a touchdown, and it's Andrew Wright with the touchdown there in the fourth quarter.
Nice pass by Ryan. Andrew did a really nice job of getting open on that. He got right, got a step behind his defender and was out in the open.
And the thing about Andrew Wright versus Trey Moore, he's got some height on him, and he was covered, but he was able to reach up and nab that ball out of the air. Whereas when Trey has been the target, he's been the same height as the cornerback and has been a jump ball. Two-point conversion underway for the Rockets. Adams turns, gives it to Van Dorn. He tries to dig into there, and he's going to be stopped. Oh, they got it. They gave it to him. They gave it to him on the other side. The near official didn't have it, but the guy across the way saw the motion, and the two-point is good. And the Rockets are down now 36-22, and that's got to make you happy, Coach Lane.
The Rockets did a nice job on that last drive, just taking it down the field. Kept on doing what was working for them. And, you know, got down to the end there, and the things paid off. We had a nice pass from Ryan to Andrew on that touchdown. And you know, these are things they need to build on for next week. You know, those are things that can, Coach Barrett can really stress. Hey, you guys did not give up in this game. You kept fighting every single play. Even when some things weren't going well for you, you just kept at it. You know, those are things you need to keep looking at.
And that goes back to those second-half adjustments. Last year, they did a tremendous job of doing things better in the second half. I felt that they've done things better in the second half tonight as well. It's not going to show up on the scoreboard. It's a 14-point differential. But like you said, they're not going to give up the onside kick oncoming, you would suspect here, the Fremont Country Store kick by Mike and Brandy Rocky. We'll see what happens here with the freshman Adams. Nope, it's Gabe Larkin this time. He approaches. He kicks it. It's on the ground, and it is fumbled, but the Panthers are able to recover it.
Oh, I think we got a penalty flag, Pat.
Excuse me.
I think we were offside.
Yeah, I think whoever the up guy was offsides again. We'll have to work on that one in practice.
Like I said before, I think he just wanted to get down the field and hit somebody.
I'll take your word for it. Of course, next week you got a big weekend there. Number one son ties the knot in Dubuque. And that's going to be a nice family gathering for you. My son will be with. Keep an eye on him, please.
Who?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that Tanner kid. Okay.
Tanner Man Powers is going to be there. Make sure you keep an eye on him, for crying out loud. All right, here comes the second chance at the squibber. Larkin approaches. He kicks it deep. It's going to touch the 30 up to the 25. Pekin gets on it. Copeland runs it up the field. He's up to the 40-yard line, and down he goes. Excuse me. But the Panthers, they're able to seal the deal here, possibly, with running out the clock. Rockets were able to score on a 50-yard drive with the nice pass from Adams to Andrew Wright there just before the end of the game. We'll see what happens here with a buck five left on the clock with Pekin now as they got the ball at the 42-yard line of the Panthers. Panthers have looked sharp. Their running core is really, really outstanding tonight. Can't take anything away as the Pekin will take a knee.
Now, Pekin, all the ball carriers for Pekin have done a really nice job tonight. I mean, they're not straight up the field runners. They move and juke really well, all of them. The four, I think, kids that ran the ball for them tonight did a really nice job. Really nice job. Darn it.
Yeah. When you've got a stable of backs like that, they can do some pretty good damage. As Pekin will take another knee here, and we will start to get into our wrap-up as the Rockets are down. They're out of timeouts, 36-22 here, as there's 17 seconds left on the clock. But, Mike Lane, you got to like the fight that the Rockets had in them in the second half, as they were able to put up a couple of scores there in the second half.
Yeah, like I said, Pat, the kids did not give up during this game. Even when they were down, you know, they were down 12-0 there at the beginning of the game, first quarter. You know, they kept fighting. They kept doing a good job. They kept going after their blocks. You know, they defense, they were out there busting their butts. And, you know, these are all things they need to build on. You know, and I'm sure Coach Bear is going to do a good job of talking to him about that stuff, you know, and just keep at it. You know, you keep at it, keep working hard. Good things are going to happen.
Good things are going to happen indeed, as the Rockets will travel to Pleasantville next week to take on the Trojans in a non-district affair. The teams meeting at the midfield stripe and shaking hands. The Beacon Panthers put up 36 points on the board tonight. They scored in the first quarter with a Copeland 11-yard run, PAT no good, 6-0. They scored again in the first to make it 12-0 with 21 seconds left, and then they scored in the second quarter very early, 11:08 on the clock, and that was a 56-yard pass from Northrop to make it 18-0. And then the Rockets were able to get on the board for the first time in the second quarter at the 4:54 mark. Drake Van Dorn, a one-yard run. The PAT was no good to make it 18-6. And then the Pekin Panthers went back to work. There were 30 seconds left in the halftime, and that might have been the backbreaker, Coach Lane. They scored just before half to make it 24-6.